Our next presenter will be Daniel Forrester. Sorry, I always brutalize your last name. Speaking on relation among early season canopy reflectance readings, leaf end content, stock and removal rate, and the yield of cane treated with varying sources of rates of nitrogen fertilizer. Daniel.
Good morning, everyone. Switching gear from corn to to sugarcane. Thanks for coming to this meeting. Our title is a relation among early season canopy reflectance reading, leaf nitrogen concentration, stock nitrogen removal rate, cane yield, and sugar yield treated with different sources of rape nitrogen fertilizer. So sugarcane is the second largest, Louisiana is the second largest sugarcane production after Florida, with more than 180,000 acres in production, translated to a 78 to 90 megagrams per hectare of cane harvest, which means that take into consideration 242 kilograms of sugar for from cane harvest per year. And this contributes annually to the Louisiana economy for more than $3.5 billion. Nitrogen cycle is very dynamic in soil. So nitrogen fertilizer is one of the most expensive nutrient input in sugarcane production. Nitrogen management in Louisiana sugarcane production is not optimal. With a good management practice, we can reduce nitrogen losses and maximize yield. Currently, nitrogen recommendation in Louisiana has been based on crop age, different soil type, and also testing different nitrogen responsive trial using different varieties. But because of the high variability of soil in Louisiana, this type of nitrogen recommendation may have a potential risk in over or under nitrogen fertilization. That's why the implement of remove sensing technology to generate a new nitrogen recommendation based on remove sensing technology in order to improve nitrogen use fertilizer. Sugarcane farmers, they do one-time application from May to April, and they do an even application one time. So basically, they apply 127 to 134 kg of nitrogen flat in the soil, which means they don't take in consideration the variability of soil. A little bit of a basic principle behind remove sensing is that optical sensor measure the amount of red and near infrared light reflected from a crop canopy. And this change in leaf reflectance can be used to estimate nitrogen status. So our objective was to determine the relationship between measured soil and agronomy-related parameters to real-time nitrogen monitoring using vegetative indices computed from different weapons. Our sensing study was superimposed in a nitrogen rate and source sugarcane experiment in LSU Ag Center Sugarcane Research Station in San Gabriel. So this experiment has 15 different combinations of nitrogen fertilizer, such as granular, including urea, ammonium nitrate, slow-release fertilizer, and also liquid fertilizer such as urea, ammonium nitrate, knife in, and dribble in the surface. Different rates from 0, 40, 90, and 134 kg per hectare. Sorry, the rates are in pounds per acre there. This is how we apply using this UAN applicator. We are dribbling the surface, and also we inject in the soil to 15 centimeters depth. So for soil sample, we collect a different planting sugarcane age, such as plant cane, first and second stubble, and different dates, like I'm showing in the slide. Basically, the experiment has three rows, and we collect four soil cores per row, and a total of 16 soil cores per plot, from 0 to 15, 15 to 30 centimeters. Soil processing and analysis, we use a 1 molar KCl solution for extraction And to measure the nitrogen inorganic in soil, we use a flow injection analyzer, Lachat machine, to calculate the ammonia and nitrate present in the soil sample. When we took a soil sample, at the same day, we sampled also leaf tissue, and we took also sugar canopy reflectance. So for leaf tissue sampling, we took a total of 16 top visible dewlap leaf blades from each plot. And the leaf tissue sample were oven dry and milled and analyzed by a dry combustion, a gas chromatography CN analyzer to determine the end contained in the leaf tissue. Remove sensor data collection, we took the same canopy reflector readings at the same time, different plant age, different crop age, such as plant cane, first and second stubble cane, using a four-band green seeker handheld optical sensor. The different vegetative indices used in this study were calculated using these formulas, and the statistic analysis of variant was used to determine the effect of different nitrogen rate and sources on cane and sugar yield, and also sugar cane quality parameters. Linear regression was used to determine the relation between vegetative index and N agronomic variables that are related. So this table here, I'm trying to explain the effect with no interaction of N rate and nitrogen sources on cane yield and sugar yield between different growing seasons, 2014, 15, and 16. When you increase nitrogen rate, you obviously increase cane yield. But sometimes when you put a lot of nitrogen in sugar cane, you may increase the cane yield, but also you have a reduction in sugar yield. So the effect of this nitrogen rate produces a variable result in the response of sugar yield. So with this graph, I want to explain the different response of nitrogen that we are getting with different nitrogen rates. So this response, we want to correlate with leaf N, different soil nitrate and ammonium, and also vegetative indices to see whether it's a different or not. Sugarcane canopy has a very strong influence by nitrogen fertilization. This figure here in 2015 and 2016 data, we're trying to correlate the leaf N concentration among the sampling weeks. So if you notice here, in different crop cycle, we saw a declining in concentration, and this is due by several factors, mainly crop age and also increase in dry matter. So these figures here show the relation between soil ammonia, soil nitrate, and leaf N compared to sugar yield. Notice that we found a low correlation or low relationship between sugar yield. But in this table, when we test the performance of remove sensing using different vegetative indices and the variable that we are testing here, so the performance of NDVI rate and NDVI rate edges perform better, being more sensitive in sugar yield and leaf compared to the other variables like leaf N and soil nitrate and ammonium. However, we saw low correlation between cane yield and N uptake. So for our conclusion, when we use the different variables like leaf N, soil nitrogen and ammonium, and try to correlate this with a different impact of nitrogen in sugar yield, we didn't see different compared to the difference that we saw using vegetative indices. So NDVI performance were better using red and red edge beta indices compared to sugar yield. But leaf N and soil ammonium nitrate contained measured early in the season had a poor association with sugar yield. With this, I would like to thank LSU Ag Center, American Sugarcane League, and CF Industry for all their support, and my major advisor, Dr. Brenna Tubana, and my soil fertility lab mates. If you have any questions. The question was why remote sensing technology using different beta indices perform better than the other variables. Well, the reason is because of the high variability in soil in Louisiana, we need to take into consideration that different techniques, like we cannot only base on soil nitrate or leaves to determine nitrogen recommendation. Because right now, farmers, they have one-time application. They even apply 127 kg per hectare in soil spot that maybe need 45. So with the use of remote sensing technology, we can have a different variable rate applicator when really we apply what the plant needs. And NDVI performs better in taking this difference generated by different nitrogen rates. Actually, we want to also look at it in cane yield and N uptake. So using different parameters, as I told, leaf, soil, but we want to also look at the difference between N uptake, cane, and sugar yield, and also why not sucrose content. Here, sorry. Right. Well, in 2014, we got 6 inches of rain after we apply. So this weather has a very important impact also on nitrogen fertilization. So we got a high N uptake 2014, 15, 16, but we didn't see any relationship with these vegetative indices. And even if obviously N uptake is going to be high across the growing season, but we're trying to find the best way to incorporate this variable just to see the response of remote sensing technology using correlated with N uptake. Any